Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, by the way. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And one of the things I want you to do when you get there is to answer our poll question. Every week, we post a different question, on our website, on the homepage. We also put it in the newsletter. And we give you a chance to give us your answer. What do you think about this topic or that topic? And when you give us your answer, the technology allows you to see how the votes have gone so far, and you can kind of see where you are with regard to everybody else. And so one of the things I like to do, though, is every so often, by the way, every week in the newsletter, we come back and explain to you how the poll turned out for the week before and my thoughts on that. Well, from time to time, I gaggle a few of those together and cover them on the show, and that's what I want to do right now. Here's the questions I'm asking that I'm going to be covering today. The poll questions I'm covering are questions about the economy and your business practice around some of those things. So here's the first question that we asked in one of our polls. How have current economic conditions affected your hiring plans? How have the current conditions affected your ability or your interest or your desire to hire people? 20% of you said the current conditions had not affected your hiring plans. About 40% said that the current conditions, you were currently attempting to hire at least one new employee. So that was good. But a similar number, about 40%, said that they were not yet confident in the strength of the recovery to start hiring. So it's good news. It's good news that that most of the respondents had the current economy was not affecting their hiring plans. But that's the good news. But now let's get to the next question, which is the one that indicates that there's a larger challenge that we've got in the recovery. And we've talked a little bit about this in the past. And the next question is this. Will you be more likely to hire people or buy technology? Will you hire people? Let me rephrase that. Will you be more likely to hire people or buy technology in order to take advantage of new growth opportunities? In other words, if you see an opportunity to grow your business, will your first thought be to go out and buy a better system of software, another program, another method of automation and efficiency technologically? Or will you hire a person to do that job or whatever has to be done? Well, 20% of you said that you would hire a new employee first. But 80%, around 80%, I think it was actually around 81%, said that they would purchase technology first. Now think about that, folks. Think about it. Think about a world where a small business actually has the opportunity to choose between electronic technological automation and an employee. Now, folks, we've seen this, automation, technology, all that. That's been around a long time. Most of us have been around that all of our lives. But for most of our lives, those kinds of things, those kinds of options, those choices were only available to the big companies. Then they came down the size of the company down to the mid-sized companies. Then it came down a little bit lower and lower. Today, literally, even a home-based business owner, even a party of one, as I talked about in the previous segment, has the ability to make a decision. Okay, you're a home-based business, and you're growing, and you need some help. You need some kind of leverage. You need to be able to leverage yourself So you can take advantage of this new growth opportunity, and you literally have the ability to say, okay, I'm going to buy that technology, I'm going to buy another computer, I'm going to upgrade my computer, I'm going to buy this capability in the cloud or whatever, and that'll put off a little bit longer my requirement to have a new employee, to hire another employee, or to maybe my first employee. My friends, that is a reality right now for every small business owner out there. Now, that's good news for you and me, because technology is cheaper than a person on many levels. And as you've heard me say before, small business owners are the job-generating sector of the marketplace and have been now for decades. Small business owners have been the sector that's created almost all of the net new jobs over the last 30 years, basically. But that's not what we're in business for, to create jobs. We're in business to make a profit, to make money, and to be successful. And now we have the opportunity to not hire people first. We could actually make a choice to buy more technology. Now, I'm not passing judgment on this. I'm not being judgmental one way or the other. You may agree, and I'm not even saying anything you can agree or disagree with. I'm not telling you that's what you should do. Those are your decisions. I'm telling you we now have that ability. 100% small business owners have that ability, and the capability that's out there and the pricing that's out there for that technology gives us the ability to leverage our business model without hiring more people. That's good news for you and me, small business owners. It is not good news for the economy, and that's one of the elements that creates what I'm calling structural unemployment. And structural unemployment is where we have an economy that can grow. And it's also, I also have used the term jobless recovery. We have which somebody else coined. We have a scenario now in the United States. We have a situation in the United States where one of the big components that's creating this jobless recovery and that's contributing to structural unemployment is the ability for small business owners, all the way down the line, all as small as they get, to use technology instead of hiring new employees. And folks, this is something we're going to have to absorb. This is something the economy, in order to get these people back to work, the 17 million or so people who are either unemployed or underemployed, this is why we're looking at a long-term scenario before unemployment comes way down. And there's really not a whole lot, Mr. Obama, or anybody in Congress can do about that, except help small business owners grow. That's the one thing they can do. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.